You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I'm your host, That Chick Angel, also known as Angel Akita Moore, Angel Akita Tanksley, all the things. And I am joined by my husband of 13 years and co-host,
Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Marcus on the Gram, Tank, all of that jazz.
We are a weekly podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, first of all, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate
y'all joining us, family.
Make sure you are rating and reviewing us wherever you are listening to us. Also, if you want to see us, we are on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV, where you can watch all of the shenanigans. Or if you want to see the behind the scenes, the we struggling just to figure out how to press record and how to get the lighting right and all that other stuff and the sound, you can join our Patreon for the low, low of $5, which is 16 cents a day at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. So shout out to our Patreon. Who is watching live, they're commenting watching right live, yes, they're giving they're us commenting. The emojis,
they
all
may,
of the
they
things.
May change the complete direction of the topic, anything. We try to respond to them. We make them part of this because they are part of it.
Absolutely.
What's happening, Patreon?
And we also want to give a huge shout out to our three sponsors of today's episode. We have Hydrant, Philo, and Barefoot. We'll tell you more about those sponsors later on in the podcast. But first, we are going to jump into our first segment, which we like to call In My Feelings. This is what's got you feeling either really good or it's got you feeling some type of way. Because we all know life has been throwing some stuff at us that just it either be a blessing or you just like the devil is working overtime today. Like this baby, come here. If you're watching, you can see that my youngest son, Amar, is joining us as our other co-host. And if you're listening, he's not loud yet, but don't worry. You'll hear him here soon. Yeah. So, babe, what's got you in your feelings?
You go ahead and start it.
So, what's got me feeling good is that, okay, so I paid my dues. I'm a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. But I was not a financial member for a while because part of that being that I kept having children and I just was not allocating the funds, right? So over quarantine, the Lord has blessed me to be able to work consistently. So I paid my dues. And y'all, I'm getting me some paraphernalia. You hear me? I actually just went and drove by Soros' house right before this podcast because she had a whole bunch of paraphernalia, new paraphernalia, that she couldn't fit because her bosoms were too big and it was just too much stuff. And I don't know if y'all know this. Paraphernalia be costing so much money. It be costing.
That word around.
I know you, but I'm using it correctly. Marcus uses the word paraphernalia for any and every
because
day.
Because everything can be paraphernalia depending on what it is.
Boy.
And there he goes.
Boy. So yeah, I got me some cute sweaters, some journals, a bunch of stuff. I was like, listen, I'm about to be active on the Zoom and cute nail you because I can't go to no events. We ain't having no in-person events. But I'll be on the Zoom looking real studious, looking real Osceola McCarthy Adams-like.
Just looking like you've been financial all these years.
Yes, because I want to be one of those older Deltas that are like very all about the protocol.
Did you just cross?
I know, right? But that's how the Neos in like Delta Dares, they be Delta out. They be having on the Delta shoes, the Delta umbrella. Hey, Sorors. How all my Sorors that are out there? Hello to all the Divine Nine. What's a Delta Dare? Delta Dares are those over the age of 65. Huh. We show them preference, you know, all that. Like they get to sit up front and things. I want to be that with the pearls. The red nails, the red lipstick, talking about together for Delta business, we come to unify, and educate in sisterly love. I want to be that one. Yes, Risha's mama is a Delta Deer, and she was excited about the day. She got her red scooter, so she be driving her little red rascal to the events. I'm here for all of it. So, yeah, that's got me feeling good, is that I now have some really nice nail. Yeah, I have some more on the way. And I'm about to... The only thing I don't have is, like, any type of Delta shoe. Like, I would love a Delta house slipper. I would love something like that. That would be cute.
I remember I was at a... what is it? A probate when y'all come out?
You call it probate.
Yeah, my friend, she's an AKA, and they were coming out, and they were... The AKAs were coming out? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they were taking pictures, you know, holding up the little hand sign, and it was like four of them, and they couldn't get it right.
They couldn't get their pinky up?
Yeah, and I was, I don't know what they were doing. They were trying to form. I said, now, y'all coming out, y'all supposed to know that stuff by now, I'm pretty sure. And it must have been one of the AKA deers, whatever you want to call them. She was like, you don't disrespect these ladies like that. They are getting it together. I was like, you probably one of them that don't nobody like, ain't you? Because she ain't have to come to me. I, like, lady, you don't know me. Yeah. I can care less about any of this right now. Don't have me disrespectful up in here for real, for real.
Never for real, for real. So what's your...
Yeah, let me take it serious.
Because I gave you enough time to think of something.
I already had something. I just wanted you to talk.
Okay, so I'm saying, go ahead. Give it to him.
Yeah, Angelman, I don't want, boy.
How sway?
Y'all... Most of y'all probably already know the Mustang, it's got some things going on. I've been operating on it for the past 2 days. She ain't starting to fix your eyebrows. She ain't starting. It's a few things, but I see some light at the end of the tunnel. I got one more thing I'm going to attempt before I just like, all right, I'm just going to drop it off at Steve's
house. Real quick, just in case, you're talking as if all of this audience knows about...
I'm about to get to that.
No, that you have a Mustang in a 69.
I'm about to get to that. Oh. Like I said, y'all, I don't want. So I'm about to take it to my boy Steve. So my boy Steve, he's been rebuilding cars. I have a 1969 Mustang Grande that's my little toy. That's my little investment. Much as Angel don't want to admit it. But no, it's... As usual, you know, it's the type of things that happen with old school vehicles. I didn't know if it was the starter, the battery, electrical connection. So I just been working on that. I started off Saturday morning, got up early. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take a cruise before the family wake up. Ain't no traffic. Just cruise. Come on back to the house, get the day started. And I backed it out of the garage, went to start it, and it was making noises that I did not like to hear. So from there, I just started working on it. And I've been working on it ever since. Got some pointers from my mechanic. Like I said, I'm going to try one more thing before I'm like, all right, I'm just going to drop it off at your house, and when you can get to it, it'll be there. But that's got me feeling one way.
Okay, before we talk about what's got me feeling some type of way, what have I been on? What are you referring to?
I don't know, but it's okay.
No.
Hey,
explain
I understand.
Yourself.
I respect you.
Explain yourself.
And what you going through don't or what you might be going through.
No, really, explain yourself.
Ain't nothing, girl. God dang.
Were you kidding? That's what I'm saying. Explain yourself. Then just say you were kidding.
Usually you know if I'm kidding. Oh, my God. What's got you feeling
don't
good?
Don't try to deflect and make it seem what's got like you in your feelings. Tripping.
You usually tripping.
I'm not, though. I wanted to know what was up. Y'all heard him. Y'all really heard him. So I just wanted a full explanation. Really? Shoot. What's got me in my feelings is setting this stuff up by myself.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a lot. I was hoping that I was going to walk in and so at least your chair was already going to be here. Like something.
Your chair is nothing.
I get that on my way in here anyway. It's fine.
Okay, still.
Grabbed the battery, put some juice on it. The rest of this, I don't even know what to do. If I start messing with this, getting it the way I want, you're just going to come change it anyway.
You could always find the tripod for the second camera if it's not in here.
It's not going to be in here, and I wouldn't know where to find that.
I don't be knowing either. I just have to hunt.
Well, you know what will fix that?
What?
If you would just put it back. If it had a space.
That's not what... You don't even know what the problem is.
What's the problem?
Your children come in here and take things out of this room. That's the reason why I can't find my red camera. My red phone.
You know where to fix that?
What?
Making them fearful of losing your stuff.
Oh, okay.
They'll lose my stuff. They say that's daddy's.
Let me tell y'all what my kids do. And that's actually a part of today's topic is our children. But one thing that my kids do, I will literally be gone out of the house. And my oldest has an iPad now. So he's able to communicate with me via iMessage. So basically like a text message. Now as if he had a phone. He will literally text me questions that he could get an answer from his father from.
That's exciting for him.
I'm like, Marcus, ask your dad. He's like, oh, okay. Like, why?
I don't know. That's on them. ain't like I told them, make sure you text your mom if you want something.
I know that's not the case, but.
Because I tell them, it's like, why didn't you just say something to me?
It's because they don't like you like that. No, I'm just playing. No,
feelings mutual.
Oh, no. See, that's rude. That's so rude. Now, before we fully jump into this topic, you got to say what had you feeling good. But before you go into what had you feeling good, let's go into what has us feeling good, which is our first sponsor, Hydrant. Our first sponsor is Hydrant. Okay, now listen. Drinking enough water is critical for a healthy lifestyle. It increases your brain power and boosts your productivity. It prevents headaches and increases your focus. It improves your skin and your mood. It helps your digestive system and gives you energy. It prevents bad breath. Come on, somebody. And it can even help you lose weight. But how much water should you drink each day? 10 cups, a gallon? The good news is that it doesn't have to be complicated. Hydrant helps you hydrate faster. Hydrant has created a refreshing electrolyte powder that you mix directly into water to more efficiently and effectively hydrate your body. It hydrates you quickly and keeps you going for longer. Each rapid hydration mix has the four essential electrolytes your body needs: sodium, potassium, magnesium, and zinc. And it's packed a punch to help your body hydrate fast and stay hydrated. And Hydrant is backed by research. The formula was developed by an Oxford scientist. Made with real fruit juice powder, it's delicious and refreshing and comes in a variety of flavors, including new keto-friendly lemonade and pink grapefruit with no sugar added. Only 2 grams of carbs. My favorite flavor is the lemonade. I love lemonade in general in real life. In real life, so you give me lemonade and something that I'm supposed to be drinking, I'm here for it. Hydrant just introduced its new immunity line, available either lemon ginger or hot apple cider, with 1,000 plus milligrams of vitamin C, plus B6, B12, and D, essential vitamins, minerals, and electrolytes with ginger and zinc. Strengthen your routine no matter the season. It's total immune support. Now, y'all know it is important to support your immune system in this day and age. You got to really be taking care of yourself, and Hydrant wants to help you with that. Okay, plus it's back with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. If you don't love it, send it back for a full refund. We've got a special deal for our listeners to save 25% off your first order. Go to drinkhydrant.com/argue.
Argue.
Or enter our promo code ARGUE.
Argue.
At the checkout. That's Drink, so DRINKHYDRANT.com/argue.
Argue.
And enter promo code argue.
Argue.
For 25% off your first order. DrinkHydrant.com/argue and enter promo code argue to save 25%. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast, Hydrant, where water meets wellness. What?
Nothing.
What? I'm just asking you what?
Nothing.
You were looking at me some type of way, so I was trying
to figure. Wondering how long you going to have the editor looking at your titty.
Oh, well, he going to have to blur it out. The baby is on here. It's a lot. The people, I hope y'all understand. I'm over here breastfeeding, doing all the technical stuff, and reading the ads.
You want to win?
No, I don't want to have to be, though.
You don't?
I do not.
All right.
I don't mind being a little Lois Lane.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So, tell them. Tell them what's got you feeling good, baby.
Life, y'all. Life's got me feeling great. You know what? That's what it is.
We are falling apart this podcast, if y'all can't see. What is happening? What's going on?
Ain't nothing going on.
You sure?
Yeah. Are you sure?
I feel as though we are not on one accord. And
we're definitely not on one accord.
Okay, that's
but it don't mean I'm feeling some type of way.
No, I'm not. Oh, Jesus, that's not. I'm saying, what's going on? Why are we not on one accord?
I don't know. You are the scientist when it comes to feelings and relationship. Like, you always know, well, this is feeling this way probably because of that. I don't be thinking that deep.
Well, I
wouldn't even know how to articulate that. You, on the other hand, would.
You want to try articulating?
Nah. Like, I don't know. I'm just not.
I mean, because this podcast is over here falling off the rails. Yeah. And I just need for you to at least help me tap in to what it is. They said we got to start praying before the podcast. They said you need some magnesium. You need some magnesium. Are you tired?
Of course I'm tired.
Okay.
You saw how tired I was. I was laying down when you came home.
A lot of times you be on the tired end before we start. But I'm just like, I'm like, argue? You looking at me like.
I just look. It's like this is one of those situations where there's nothing I can do or say is going to be a problem.
No, you could easily say, my bad. I just blanked. Like,
what did I blank?
I was reading the thing and I was like, argue. And you were okay, like.
Well, you've done that before too. You wasn't blanking. You just forgot to say argue. Remember I told you it's like when you repeat something over and over and you don't, and I don't get that second or you didn't. That happened to you this time. It's fine. I didn't think you blanked out. I didn't blank out. I just forgot to say argue.
Okay.
I just explained that. That's
right.
All I was doing.
This is what I'm saying. This is the discussion that I want to have happen. It doesn't have to be. I'm like, oh, was it that you blanked out? What is it? And so you just told me, no, it wasn't you blanking out. Yeah. You just forgot. I did not know that until this moment.
All right. Knowing is half about. Just,
y'all see, he's not trying to give me nothing.
There's nothing. I just explained myself. And even though I explained myself, I still can't get it right. There's nothing I can do or say to do anything right in this moment.
That's a lie.
You just said it. You see, I can't get nothing out of it.
No.
Did you just say that? Did I misunderstand that?
Yes. Yes.
So what aren't you getting out of me?
Is when I said, let's figure this out. The first thing you said was, "I'm you're the scientist."
No, you said, well, what is it? I was like, I don't know. I just know I recognize that we weren't on one accord.
Okay. Let's try to get on one accord. Tell us what's got you feeling good so we can move.
Well, it ain't no more. Everything's got me feeling. Even the car's got me feeling good. That's what's got me feeling good is I'm not even mad about the car.
Oh, Natasha, get used to the awkwardness, honey.
Oh, yeah, Natasha. You in the wrong place if you don't want awkwardness. Look, if you in Patreon, you part of the family. Deal with it. This is your cousins or auntie and uncle getting into it. This is what we do. We ain't all, oh, mwah, mwah. Oh, you're the sun and shining stars. I love you so much. Oh, this woman.
Girl.
Oh, we don't do that. You better get on up out of here. This is realness over here.
No, stay in it. Stay in the awkwardness with us, girl. That's how you end up feeling like your family.
Yeah. Otherwise, if you ain't in no relationship, you're going to be like, well, this ain't normal to argue. You better argue.
get that off your chest, be pent up, then y'all be ready to slice each other's throat 15 years in.
What were you about to say?
Nah, even the Mustang ain't got me feeling like mad or nothing. I'm just like, it is what it is. I know it's a fixable problem, and it's going to get fixed. I'm just happy I learned the things that I learned while troubleshooting this weekend.
I still don't know how you be figuring that stuff out.
Honestly, me either. It's same with this. All the stuff you do, how you figure this out? How did you realize this little thing that's counting and ticking and all the sound waves? How did you figure out how to do all that and edit?
I Google stuff.
Same here.
Marcus, some of that stuff you didn't Google.
Some of the stuff you don't Google and YouTube everything. You be figuring stuff out too. Wow. It's lit like, that's why I always tell Angel, don't put me on this pedestal of figuring stuff out that I've never done before or building stuff or anything. Like, oh my God, how did you do that? I'm like, you do this, you literally do the same exact thing.
But I literally am like putting myself in a class to figure this out. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. And I'll keep Googling stuff until I learn it. I feel like there's stuff about cars that you never Googled.
Because a lot of it's just mechanical. You know, if this goes that way and it hits that, that next thing's got to go that way too.
What is?
Get out of here.
What do you mean?
It's like, you know, if you have a battery, I'm just going to break this real, like this simple circuit. If you have a battery and a thing called a starter, you know, a battery always has two leads, a positive and a negative. And if anything connected to that should have a positive and a negive. And if you troubleshooting across something and it don't, you know there's a disconnect right there. So what's the problem? Is that simple?
If you think I understood that, that's so sweet.
All right, here's the thing. When you be troubleshooting this, I never see you Googling anything
because or YouTubing anything. Because I've had to Google it prior to the moment.
Last week, when you went through all that shenanigans before we did that live.
Prior to the moment.
Okay.
I promise you. Googled prior to the moment. That's the only reason why I knew the answer.
All right, but you figured it out, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying that you don't be Googling. You just be like...
You don't be Googling everything, Angel. I promise you. Angel, there is no... The stuff that I've seen Angel do, there is not enough time in the day to Google all the... There's not enough time in the year to Google all the stuff that I see her do. I know that for a fact.
No, there. I promise you, everything I've learned is because of Google or YouTube.
Me too.
But no, you be coming in. This is how I know that's not the case. Marcus, you don't be online.
Y'all see how we arguing about boasting each other? Like, for real, it's like, you smart. No, you smart. Shut up. You smart. Your mama smart, too. All of this, ain't no way I'd be able to figure this out.
Yes, you could.
Easily. What's all this crap down here with these dials and stuff?
I don't know. I don't understand any of that. This is how I know Marcus is saying some old BS. Marcus used to make music on his computer. This...
Y'all want to hear my beats? I got beats, y'all.
This is a
beats
way...
by Tank.
Way easier software, and we're only using the one portion I know how to use.
No, y'all... And you know good and well.
GarageBand is the simplest, sound capturing.
All I was doing was taking samples of different things and putting them on one thing.
Okay, and all I did was
that works the same way.
Right, so I'm saying you would know how to do this because all I did was press record.
No, but I didn't have mine hooked up to nothing. It's still in that goddamn laptop that I got to start with a butter knife. This stuff right here is hooked up. You uploading, downloading, bringing in other stuff, putting up pics. I didn't do none of that. All my beats still look like that red line right there.
They want to know what beat software were you using.
What was it called? Sequel 2.
Marcus is going to...
Butter knife or just a regular knife.
For Patreon only, we're going to try to get Marcus's old beats up. We're going to have a silent listening party to Marcus's beats.
There yeah, I remember Fruity Loops back in the day.
Was that a beat?
That was a beat maker. Yeah.
Okay, so you still didn't really say what had you feeling good. You went back to...
I just said that the car, I said that I feel good because that doesn't have me feel bad. I feel good that I learned so much.
Oh, that you learned this weekend. Okay.
She don't be listening to me, y'all.
I do.
Oh. Feel so hurt. Feel so used. Use me for my sex in the podcast. That's it.
I'm not gonna clap back at you. I could, and it's not gonna be nice. Scoot back some, so your head won't get cut off in the frame. So, the topic...
You want to get close to the mic?
No, we're good. We don't have to be that close. The topic of today's podcast...
Did you say what's got you feeling good? Or what's got you in your feelings?
Yeah. I said putting all this together by myself. So, what's the topic... The topic of today's podcast, I wanted to do our children. Like, we, you know, usually have the segment of the Tanksley Pride, but I wanted to go a little more in depth. So, for those of y'all listening for the first time, we're the parents of four boys, the oldest being 11, the youngest being one. He's the one that's asleep in my lap currently. And we have been, I feel like, flying at the seat of our pants when it comes to our parenting and our kids. But like, what would you say, Marcus, as far as in like your in your parenting, that you're just like, huh, I do that pretty good, or huh, I suck at that?
I suck at getting into what they're into.
Mm,
like participating with them in the things that they're into.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm no good at that.
Mm.
Well, Marcus, he makes no effort to pull anybody into his stuff except for when they want to put their video games like on my TV in the den.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I feel like I'm killing it. I'm killing the game right now is when I'm playing their video games with them. But I have no desire to play any of that stuff with them.
Uh-huh.
Like, I try to every now and then. I try to sit down and like watch one of their TV shows with them. But I do notice the stuff that that I'm into that's educational that I watch. And every now and then they'll get into it for like a short spurt of time because nothing's going to hold their attention that really in a cartoon. Yeah. But yeah, that's why I say it's like I know I suck. I ain't going to say it because I don't even know how other fathers do it or if they do a good job, but I don't compare myself. I just know I would like to be better in that.
I feel the same way. I feel like I do a lot for my kids, but I don't do a lot with my kids. Like, I feel like a lot of the stuff that I do throughout my day, outside of like business, is for my children. And I just don't feel like I ever have time. Like, Sai is constantly asking for me to play a game with him.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Don't feel like it, but yes, as Key T says, being present. Like, let me tell you, I spent hours upon hours and hours getting research in about schools for them, figuring out what school they would be at. I attend the school conferences, all that stuff. And these are things that do not benefit me personally.
It literally
only benefits, hopefully, their educational experience.
And they have no recollection of Angel doing any of that stuff. or they could care less.
They truly possibly could care less. However, when it comes to actually doing the things, and I do try to create, like, don't get me wrong, I do try to create moments
for them. You definitely do a good job of creating moments for them.
But that, like, every day, like...
No, not daily.
No, of course. But that every day, I feel... I don't know if the word is just so depleted. It takes a lot of energy to do some of the things. But, like... So, I feel like the last thing I did with them... Like, I feel like during some of quarantine, like, I taught them how to play chess. Mm-hmm.
I played all those board games and stuff when we started.
I'd play Monopoly with them, but like
we played
now,
Uno.
And even if we do a movie together, more likely I'm gonna be into my phone. I ain't gonna really be into the movie the way I should be. So I don't know. I feel like I know there's a way. Like when I look at, I'm not your typical stay at home mom because. Well, one, I'm working from home. I'm not just staying at home. And then even like with Amar, like I'm always kissing on him, loving on him and stuff. But as far as in like the sitting down, let's get our little cards. Let's see, help you learn something. Like Amar don't even have a favorite show to watch because I don't even.
Yeah, he does.
What does he like?
Coco Lemon.
Well, that's because of his cousin Victory. That wasn't because of us.
Oh, I know. I didn't say it was our thing, but he does have a show he likes. Actually, he likes anything. A lot of things grab his attention. It just doesn't hold his attention unless he's tired.
And it's not that I want him watching TV like that. No, but it's no, like, not at all. I don't have a thing that I can say, oh, yes, this is what I do with Amar that he loves doing, other than holding him, like, and nursing him. Yeah.
No, like, before quarantine, one of my favorite things to do with the kids, which I felt was our, that was our moment, I would go take them bike riding, like, around the neighborhood. And that was one of the things where it's like, because they got to see more of the neighborhood, because usually it was either away from the house or just right in front of our house in the backyard. So we would go, you know, riding our bikes around the neighborhood. You know, they would come back, and, you know, they, I could tell they were excited, even though they didn't say a lot during the time, because mostly me trying to make sure they ain't riding out in the street or about to get hit by somebody backing out of their driveway or something. Mm-hmm. That was just a stress on me. But, like, I remember the one time we went out and we ended up meeting across the street. And first thing they did when they got back, like, Daddy, let us cross the street. Because it was, like, a big moment for them, because they got to ride their bike in the street. It wasn't, like, a busy street. It was a residential street. We just needed to go to the other sidewalk. But that's just, like, I like doing stuff outside. Mm-hmm. I'm not that, like, the whole video game, I'll never be into that for real. Uh-huh. Not consistently. But, like, definitely being outside with them, doing things outside. When we're outside, I'm like, dude, I just wish we had a bigger yard. I think that's a big hinder, too. Right now, I'm just like, y'all just need to go run some of this energy, y'all. But it's not the same because we're dealing with this whole pandemic. It's, you know, I don't feel comfortable taking them up and down the sidewalk or down the street. I remember earlier on in the quarantine that we let them ride up and down the sidewalk, and apparently some dude down the street, like, gave the twins high fives. I wanted to go down there and, like, snap his freaking neck in half. Like, I'm like, why are you really
during COVID? During COVID,
high fives to kids.
Like,
and I was like, Mark, take me down here and show me this dude. And Angel's like, nope, don't go down there.
No, because Daddy ain't gonna come back. Daddy,
no, I'm gonna come back. I just probably won't stay here. Red and Blue's gonna blow a roll up.
But so, like, as far as in your children, like, what do you wish for each of them? Like, when you see them now, and, like, you kind of can foresee what some of their struggles might be. They're not fully grown into themselves, so some things they might grow out of. But what do you feel like you wish for them?
It's extreme. I feel it's extremely early for the twins. But, like, for Marcus, I wish for him to find what he's truly passionate about. Mm-hmm. And to thrive in it. You know,
that's for all of my kids.
Yeah, no, not me, of course, that's all of them. But him, like, losing that shyness, you know, that he has a shy, and a lot like me, like, when I was that age, I think I still do, it's like, he questions himself, you know, and I want him to move forth with confidence, you know, like, the way he does when he's into something. Like, you can't tell, when he's into something, you can't tell him nothing about that thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to prove to him, like, no, oh, you think that's a better way? How? Like, and I want him to, even with things that this is something that I need to do too, even in things that he's not 100% sure, go with it and then fix the failure, if it's a failure.
Yeah.
And then the twins, I just feel like it's way too early. Like, they were different in January than what they are now. So it's not like I have, well, I would like them to do this or do that or start doing this. I just feel like it's kind of early.
You know, for little Marcus, I think for me, it's more so like not allowing his weaknesses to be a crutch for him. Like, I am very much so, I let him know, like, okay, yeah, you've been diagnosed with dyslexia. This is what that means. Yeah.
Real quick, somebody said, Marcus isn't shy. He talks to us very well. That's because you all are theoretical. You're not standing in front of him as a person.
I don't think he's actually that shy.
You don't think so? I think he is.
No, little Marcus has sang in front of crowds. He's talked in front of crowds. He talks very articulately when he gets in front of crowds. He doesn't back away too much.
To me, it's still something better than seem shy.
Well, it's because you don't see the confidence in him when he does it.
Maybe that's
like
what
he's
it is.
Willing to do it, but he sometimes doesn't go about it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.